Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Monday, the Federal Trade Commission filed a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction to block Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard. This was expected, but the timing is important. It comes before the deal's July 18th deadline. The FTC's hearing date and an appeal to the decision by the Competition and Markets Authority in the UK to block the deal would both have come after July 18th. The FTC told the court that it needed a preliminary injunction because Microsoft and Activision have represented that they may consummate the proposed acquisition at any time. The FTC now says a hearing on the case will begin August 2nd. The Wall Street Journal obtained a memo sent to employees Monday from new Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino, who said that the company is on a mission to become the world's most accurate real-time information source and to drive civilization toward the unfiltered exchange of information and open dialogue about the things that matter most to us. Yaccarino also said people have to believe in the vision for Twitter 2.0 in order for it to succeed. She posted the same sentiments in public tweets as well. In an interview with YouTube news show Breaking Points on Monday, former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said that India threatened to shut down Twitter in the country unless it complied with orders to restrict accounts critical of the handling of farmer protests in 2020 and 2021. He also said India had threatened raids on employees if Twitter didn't comply with government requests to take down certain posts. India's Deputy Minister for Information Technology, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, has responded that this is an outright lie. He also said in a tweet that no one went to jail, nor was Twitter shut down. Dorsey's Twitter regime had a problem accepting the sovereignty of Indian law. Chandrasekhar also said Dorsey's team had repeatedly violated Indian law, but that Twitter had been in compliance since June of 2022. In a series of spec teasers, Nothing, the company, has revealed that the Nothing Phone 2 has an official launch date, July 11th, and will include a Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 chipset, a bigger battery, and will launch in the U.S. Nothing's Phone 2 looks to continue the glyph notification lights that the Phone 1 had on its back. The official announcement is set for 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Nothing.tech. South Korea's Suwon District Prosecutor's Office announced the indictment of an unnamed former Samsung Electronics executive and SK Hynix VP, alleging he illegally obtained information used for building advanced chip-making facilities. Prosecutors claim the overall goal was to replicate a Samsung semiconductor factory in the western Chinese city of Xi'an, saying, quote, "The scope of the crime and damage are incomparable to previous individual tech leak cases," end quote. This saw the former executive hire roughly 200 SK Hynix and Samsung employees who were tasked with acquiring trade secrets. YouTube is lowering the requirements for creators in its YouTube Partner Program, or YPP, to 500 subscribers. That's down from 1,000. Creators must now have had 3 public uploads in the last 90 days and either 3,000 watch hours within the past year, that's down from 4K, or 3 million shorts views in the last 90 days, that's down from 10 million. The new terms apply to creators in the US, the UK, Canada, Taiwan, and South Korea, later rolling out to other countries. YouTube is also expanding its shopping affiliate pilot to more creators in the US. Those with more than 20,000 subscribers can earn commissions by tagging products in videos and shorts. AMD announced the Ryzen Pro 7000 line for desktop and Ryzen Pro 7040 HS and 7040U series for mobile, adding Pro features onto its companion consumer range. AMD added Zen 4 cores to up performance and efficiency from its previous Ryzen Pro with Zen 3 Plus line, and some AMD's Ryzen Pro 740 series SKUs will also have the latest Ryzen AI block for specific AI-focused workloads. Meta updated its VR-based Horizon Worlds with a new World Chat feature that lets users send text messages to each other within the World session, in addition to the already available voice chat. Meta says strict security controls for the new feature include automatic deletion of messages that go against its code of conduct. Users can also blur chats from messages from people they don't know and can report, block, or mute anyone, and also just minimize the chat window altogether. Blur is also on as default for teens aged 13 through 17. Finally, thanks to Technomench for submitting this to our subreddit. Sir Paul McCartney told BBC Radio 4's Today program that artificial intelligence has helped create a final Beatles song by extricating John Lennon's voice from an existing demo that had had persistent buzz from electrical circuits when it was originally recorded. He added the cleaned up version will be released later this year. McCartney received the demo back in 1994 from Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono. It was one of several songs on a cassette labeled For Paul that Lennon had made prior to his death in 1980. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we will talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.